Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia, the supervisor on the floor today. How may I help you?
Hi, Asia. My name is Carrie Gerlikowski. I have my credit card company on the phone. Apparently, somehow I got signed up for some monthly service fee or something. I get lots of Amazon packages, and I got a UPS survey that I had was asked to complete. I completed the survey, which somehow then signed me up for something. I didn't sign up for anything. I literally completed a survey for Amazon or for UPS for their package delivery stuff. So my credit card company marked it as fraudulent because I didn't sign up for it. They caught it. I talked to your customer service person. She credited me one, but apparently you guys charged me two different ones. So I didn't sign up for that. She canceled it, but there's one more that I need to have credited for like $56 in some sense.
May I please have your first and last name?
Sure. Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E. Last name is G-E-R-L-I-K-O-W-S-K-I.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
1771 South County Road T, Green Bay. Wisconsin, 54311.
Give me just a moment. I do see where our tactical bag was purchased. Being that we have not received a call to get the account canceled out, you have been charged those $56.95 payments. What I can do for you today, being that that payment was done in April, it's provided you with a 50% refund out of that $56.95.
The tactical bag was literally a toy backpack, and it was for completing the survey. It for UPS.
Yes, ma'am. But after those 48 hours, as listed within those terms and conditions, it does state that all of our customers have 48 hours to call in to get the account canceled out. If we do not receive that call, then you're I'm sorry, you can go ahead.
What terms and conditions are you talking about? It was a survey.
The terms and conditions at the day of purchase.
Oh, okay. It was a survey. It wasn't anything that I purchased. It was a survey. There were no terms and conditions.
Okay, if you pay for the shipping and handling, then you purchase the item. But the $56.95 is for the $125 gift card from the Factory Direct store. Would you like that 50% refund out of that $56.95?
I don't have a $125 gift. I don't know what you're talking about. I literally have a toy.
Would you like the 50% refund? Customer, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I have my credit card company on the phone as well, so you're just going to have to be patient.
I'm sorry, would you like that 50% refund?
Yeah.
Hold on one second, please.
What is she speaking about?
I have no idea. What are you talking about a gift card?
Once you sign up for the service on the 20th of March, you pay $7.95 at the day of purchase. In those terms and conditions that they do have to be agreed to at the day of purchase, there's no way for you to sign up for our services without agreeing to them. It does state that you have 48 hours to call in to get the account canceled out. If we do not receive that call, then you're charged at $56.95 for our $125 gift card from the Factory Direct store, and that is sent to you via email.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I literally did a UPS survey about the stuff that they deliver to my door from Amazon. They gave me a backpack, a teeny tiny little backpack, like literally fits on a doll, and that's what it was supposed to be, some gift for doing the survey. That was it. I didn't sign up for anything. I didn't get a $125 imaginary gift card, and I certainly didn't sign up for $56 a month to something that I have no idea what it is.
Okay, all of that information was included at the day of purchase. Would you like that 50% refund?
No, I want 100% refund.
Okay, I'll have to take a look over your account to see if I'm able to get you a higher refund because that charge is a valid charge. Give me just a moment.
It's not a valid charge. What? Okay.
One moment.
Thank you.
Okay, so what I can do for you today as a courtesy is go ahead and issue that full refund of $56.95. That refund will take 3 to 5 business days. You will also receive a refund confirmation email as well. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
No, I appreciate it. So you refunded one and your customer service, so they're both refunded. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
It's canceled, correct?
Yeah, I'm showing both credits that they put through.
Okay.
Get a confirmation number in her name, too.
She hung up already.